You're listening to I Pray with the Gospel on the St. Jose Maria Institute podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. The Feast of St. John the Apostle. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter then came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. O John, the one whom Jesus loved, how did you like that title? The Beloved. You were still young when you started following St. John the Baptist. You loved him and listened to him, thinking that he could be the one. But one memorable day, he looked into your eyes with affection and said to you, "I am not the one you are looking for, John. I am not the one who can quench your thirst for love. I am not the one whom you should follow, the one who can give meaning to your life, the one that is worth living with and dying for." Then he pointed to Jesus, who was passing by. "He is the one you are looking for." And you, John, jumped to your feet and followed Jesus. You never forgot that day, not even the time. It was about the 10th hour. And from that day, always with Jesus, with him you were from beginning to end. You heard Jesus preaching on the mount, by the sea, in the temple, in the streets. You, John, saw his glory on Mount Tabor during his transfiguration. You saw him multiplying loaves and fish, transforming water into wine. You saw him acclaimed by the crowds. But there you were also, dear John, when he was despised by the leaders, when he was betrayed, rejected, deserted. There you were, John, when Jesus cried, when he bled, when he was tried, scorned and repudiated, scourged, insulted, and crucified. You, John, were the youngest, but you were also the bravest, because love gives courage. Thank you, John, for loving him so much, for your daring, for comforting Jesus when he needed you. That's why you were the Beloved, why Mary was entrusted to you. That's why you rested your head on Jesus' bosom. What a consolation it was for our Lord to have you there, so young and madly in love. John, teach me to love Jesus, to give myself to him now, in my youth, to follow him, to stand faithful beside the cross, comforting Jesus and taking Mary as my mother into my home. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
For the full text of today's reflection and other spiritual resources, visit the St. Jose Maria Institute at stjosemaria.org.